Halton and for Greater Halton, and actually even more than just that. My name is Adam Van Cooverden. I'm the Parliamentary Secretary for Diversity and Inclusion in Youth and the Parliamentary Secretary for Sport. But more importantly, I'm the Member of Parliament for Milton. And one of the most important issues on my agenda when I got elected here in Milton was to improve access to high-speed broadband in our rural and semi-rural neighborhoods here in the riding of Milton. So I really want to thank you for joining us today for this landmark announcement. It's the culmination of a lot of hard work and advocacy. But first, I'd like to begin by acknowledging the land we're gathered on today as their traditional and unceded territory of the Anishinaabek, the Attawandaren, the Haudenosaunee, the Huron-Wendat, the Métis, and most recently the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation. As we gather today, virtually, albeit on these lands, we are in solidarity with our Indigenous neighbors, and we would like to honor and respect the four directions, the lands, the waters, the plants, the animals, and the ancestors that walked before us, and for all of the wonderful elements of creation that exist. Very grateful to be here today on behalf of the federal government. And I would also like to recognize members of local government, our Milton mayor, His Worship Gordon Krantz, Milton councillors. I see Christina Tesser Dirksen and Colin Best here. And if there are others, I'm sure we'll say hi and see you later. I'm sorry, I'm working off my phone, so I can only see a few people. I specifically like to recognize Councillors Best and Tesser Dirksen because it's your constituents who have been advocating for this for so long, and it's you who have taken those concerns, elevated them to me as the Member of Parliament. And, you know, we've been working hard on this, but it's primarily your ward who is affected by broadband. So I want to acknowledge your work and thank you for all of the advocacy. We've been on the phone and met in person probably a dozen times since my election, and just to speak about this issue. But advocacy pays off and hard work pays off. And today we can recognize a little bit of progress. I'd like to also recognize Simon Dwyer, who's the Director of Government Affairs for Bell Canada. Thank you for joining us today. Bell is indeed the recipient of this fund today. And I'd also like to acknowledge Regional Chair Gary Carr, who is unable to join us, but sends his regards. And I know his staff is on the call. So thank you for joining us today. Look, today is an incredibly important day for our community. It's a big step forward. For far too long, Haltonians have had disparate internet access and have struggled to keep connected. And that's become even more apparent throughout 2020 and 2021. We are an increasingly digital society, and living with the restrictions of COVID-19, nobody should have substandard access to broadband. Everybody needs it. It's 2021 now, and it's very simple. If you depend on the internet, you should have safe, reliable, and fast connectivity. We're talking about learning from home and working from home and telehealth and conducting your business. Having access to the global economy, these all require access to high-speed internet. And that's what we're here today to announce and to ensure going forward. So today, on behalf of the Minister of Rural Economic Development and Women and Gender Equality, Mariam Monsef, I am incredibly proud to announce that through the Universal Broadband Fund, Bell will be receiving $441,200 in federal funding to bring high-speed internet to rural residents across Halton, including Ashgrove, Hornby, Campbellville, Freelton, Carlisle, Morriston, Waterdown, and Cedar Springs. Launched just this past November, this $1.75 billion Universal Broadband Fund will help connect 98% of Canadians to high-speed internet by 2026 and achieve the national target of 100% connectivity by 2030. The Universal Broadband Fund is part of the Rapid Response Stream, which aims to address immediate broadband needs and to contribute to the acceleration of the connectivity timelines and ambitions of the UBF. The UBF, we started learning about it a little bit at Rural Caucus, I joined Rural Caucus fairly regularly, we were thrilled. The only concern that we had is 2026 seems like a long ways away. So we worked really hard and we advocated for this rapid response stream, which is going to make sure that the easier to connect, the smaller engineering problems, the folks that, you know, like us, live 30 minutes from the second or third biggest airport in North America can get quicker access and get hooked up even sooner. And I'd just like to acknowledge that the projects that we are announcing today were approved within just 5 months of the launch of this program. 5 months might seem like a long time, but it's about a minute in political world. And I'm really, really proud of the work that we did to get Milton and Halton first in line for the rapid response stream. It's my belief that whether you're farming and just outside of Moffitt, or you're a business owner just off of Main Street, you should be able to conduct your business, access the online global economy, and fully participate in modern society. And as we know, as we all know, that requires internet access. Throughout the months that I knocked on doors and served as your member of parliament, reliable internet has been the top issue for many people in our community. I've heard a great deal on this issue from rural residents, specifically those from Campbellville. And I'd like to acknowledge all of the advocacy from Campbellville residents, both on Facebook, over email, on town halls, on calls with our various levels of government. You've provided very, very succinct feedback, arguments, suggestions, recommendations. You've become experts on these issues. And I know none of us wanted to be experts on this. Perhaps Simon wanted to be an expert on this kind of stuff. But, you know, none of us signed up to be politicians so we could become experts on rural broadband. But now we all know what last mile means. We know what the backbone means. We have all these infrastructure terms. And it's because we had to learn these things in order to advocate properly. But I just want to acknowledge that it is so quickly. We still have a lot of work ahead of us. There are over 5,000 residents in our community that don't have access to reliable broadband. But know that I'm not going to quit. This announcement today is for about 724 of those. So you might say that, you know, we still got a long ways to go. This is the first announcement in a succession of announcements. I'm very, very confident that I'm going to be back here in a couple of weeks, if not less than a month, to announce more houses through the rapid response stream to get hooked up. And it's my absolute determination to ensure that everybody in Halton gets hooked up while I'm your member of parliament. That'll be one of my primary preoccupations. I know that my government will continue to work hard, and none of us will stop until we're able to provide you with fast and reliable internet. I also want to acknowledge that it's April and it's snowing here in Milton. So thank you again to all the Haltonians who have been advocating for this for far too long, to our counselors who have worked tirelessly with me, who have shared their constituents' concerns. Today, we are making our constituents' voices heard, and I'm proud of that. Together today, we're one step closer to ensuring that all of our neighbors have fast, reliable, and high-speed access to high-speed internet access. So with that, I know there's a lot of people who would like to chat and like to ask questions. First and foremost, I'd like to congratulate Simon Dwyer from Bell Canada. Simon's the Director of Government Relations for Bell Canada and the recipient of this fund. And he's the guy that's going to be hooking up about 746 homes. So Simon, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for the excellent application to the rapid response stream. And I pass it over to you for some remarks.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam. Good afternoon, everyone. Listen, I'm thrilled to be here today to participate in this announcement. It's an exciting announcement, as Adam has said. And I bring greetings on behalf of Bell and our 22,000 employees here in Ontario. About 400 of them actually live right there in Milton with you, Adam. I want to say how happy we are to partner with the Government of Canada on these important investments in broadband infrastructure. Access, as you've said, access to high-speed broadband networks is a key driver and will be a key driver to Canada's economic recovery from COVID-19 and to our future prosperity. So Bell has committed, aside from this, Bell has committed to a bold infrastructure program, the largest annual capital investment plan in our 140-year history at Bell. So it's a plan that will add about 900,000 additional fiber and rural wireless home internet locations, and also doubling the 5G population coverage this year alone. Today, as you said, we're proud, Bell Canada, to partner and to invest nearly, for us, it's nearly $1.3 million with the government of Canada, and provide residents in Milton with access to the fastest fiber home internet speeds available. This partnership will allow us to provide residents with access to the social and economic benefits that come with being on Canada's best broadband network. You said it, and networks connect us to each other, connect us to the world. That's the backbone of the growth that we're going to need and will come. I'd like to thank the Government of Canada and the local communities and the leaders for their support. Minister Monsef for leadership on the file, and especially to you, Adam. You and I have had a few conversations last year on this file. Certainly your passion and your drive to see your residents connected and those who don't have the connection to make sure they get a connection. It's certainly evident, and it certainly came through in our conversations, and it certainly was one of the things that helps us push it over the finish line on our side as well. So partnerships are key to success. None of us advance these things alone, and it takes leadership, innovation, creativity, and collaboration. Together, that's what this announcement demonstrates, and you know, look forward to getting it done. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Simon. It's great to have you here, and thank you for all of our early conversations on this file. It's clear that you've been doing this a long time, and you know how these things work, and indeed, public and private partnerships are the key to expedient innovation and getting people what they need. I just wanted to reiterate that Bell is contributing $1.286 million to this. The federal contribution is $441,200. And this is all part of the $1.75 billion Universal Broadband Fund. We're thrilled. I'd just like to list again the surrounding areas and the neighborhoods that will be getting hooked up. That's Ashgrove, Campbellville, Carlisle, Cedar Springs, Freelton, Hornby, Morriston, Waterdown, and a couple of other smaller areas just outside of Milton, who, you know, the debate is still always always going. Are we in Milton, or are we in Halton Hills, or are we in North Oakville? I know there's a couple of places that I would like to highlight. For example, Henderson Road. It's Pam DeMoff and I have always had this conversation. Is that your riding? Is it half? Is it my riding? It is indeed my riding. It's in Milton, so Henderson Road is getting hooked up. Millgrove Station. There's plenty of customers that are getting hooked up in Glanbrough, Flambrook, Wellington. You know, throughout, it's actually three or four different ridings. It's not just the riding of Milton, but the vast majority are in Milton today. So I'm thrilled to be making this announcement. And I'm thrilled to be joined by my friends and colleagues, Christina Tester-Dirksen and Colin Best, councillors, both town and regional. So Christina, I'd send it over to you, Councillor Tester-Dirksen, for a few remarks. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Adam, and thank you, Mr. Dwyer, for attending on the call as well and for the work you'll be doing. I grew up on the fringes of reliable internet between Milton and Campbellville, so I understand the plight, but it's really become more so of a forefront issue since I got out and talked to constituents when I was campaigning and whatnot. Trying to run a business from Campbellville when people couldn't make their payroll, for example, because the internet wasn't reliable enough. Now with the pandemic, we're seeing just how reliant our constituents in those areas are, how much we all are. Kids are trying to get their lessons in. People are trying to continue to do business from home. And it's virtually impossible when you don't have that reliable internet. So I'm pleased to hear of the announcement. Yes, there's still work to do. We still have lots of constituents north of the 401 and into Nassagawea who are still going to be waiting, and we have to keep them in mind. There's some fabulous businesses and other projects up there that really need the support to keep going through this pandemic. So looking forward to hearing lots of more good news, and wonderful to see everyone today, including some familiar faces. Thanks.
Councillor Best, over to you.
Yes, thank you, Adam, and thanks the Minister for this announcement today. I'm looking forward to seeing this roll out, and thank you, Simon, for the work that Bell Canada is doing in the rural area. I agree with Councillor Tester-Dirksen. This is something that's very well needed, and also commend Councillor Angelo Bentivenia, who's also online with us today for North Burlington, as well as Rory Nissen and Councillor Clark Somerville, who have served on the Federation municipalities, are pushing it not only in Halton but throughout Canada. It's something that is very much needed, not only for work but for education, and especially for farmers these days. You know, basically without a high-speed internet, they cannot, you know, do precision farming. And I find it interesting that 100 years ago we also had a pandemic, we also had rural electrification. So, you know, what I see is rural internet is just as important as electrification was 100 years ago. So I hope we can keep going. And by my count, we still have about 2,500 more homes in the rural area to be hooked up. So good luck with it, and hope to see it as soon as possible.
Thank you, Councillor Best, and thank you for acknowledging the presence of our colleague from Burlington and and Councillor Somerville. I'm sorry that I didn't know you're here. I think Mayor Mead Ward. I'm sorry. I'm just going through here. Mayor Mead Ward is also present, and I know there's a lot of advocates online as well. So just want to acknowledge the presence and the advocacy, the hard work from all of our incredible elected officials. Thank you very much. And in that respect, I'd like to pass it over to our elder statesman here in Milton, even though he's younger than a lot of other elected officials, but he's still our elder statesman. Your Worship, Mayor Gord Krantz, over to you for a few remarks.
Well, thank you very much, Adam. And again, I'll be reasonably brief, however you might interpret reasonably. But on the serious side, thank you, Adam, for taking the lead role in this file. Councillor Best touched on some of what I want to talk about. Those that have been advocating for this for quite some time with support of FCM and AMO, and by the way, Councillor Best does sit on the AMO board, so they've been very strong, and I talk about very strong for us in Ontario here. So I just want to acknowledge FCM and AMO's role in a lot of this because they've been very, very helpful. Now, one of the things, our tagline in Milton here is a place of possibilities, and we've all been aware of that, but it just makes it a little bit more possible for people to do business. And again, my colleague Christina Tesser-Dirksen touched on the rural areas, especially how difficult it is on doing business, even though there are some challenges even in the urban areas, but most of it, as Councillor Bettenbanga, that you know, represents a large portion of the rural part of Burlington, which of course is in Halton as well. So it's critical to those businesses so much there. So I just want to acknowledge that. And thank you very much to Bell for really, as I put it very crudely, putting their money where their mouth is on stepping up to the plate along with the federal government. It's called a partnership. And without that partnership, it just would not work. So, Adam, thanks very much for taking a lead role on this. It's so critical. Last but certainly not least, Adam, getting the message out there is really what it's all about. And you heard me right at the outset that I got Kerry from our communications department here in Milton with me here now. And I'll take whatever advice you have to give us on getting the message out there. And I'm well aware that Carlisle's not in Milton. I'm well aware that Hormey's not in Milton, but it's in Halton. But Carlisle, as an example, is part of the GTHNA, which is critical to this part of the world here. So getting that message out there, I just want to acknowledge how important those other communities that might not be in Milton or in Halton, for that matter, plays a critical role in what we're doing. So thanks, Adam.
Thank you very much, Your Worship. And for the same token, Mayor Mead Ward, just you joined us, and I'd be remiss not to provide you with an opportunity to say a few words.
Thank you so much, Adam. I really do appreciate that. Thank you to all of my colleagues around the table who have been, as you know, huge advocates for rural broadband. And we have really seen that even in urban areas, which Burlington is considered an urban area, half of our landmass is rural. And we have pockets where people are not able to access reliable broadband. And quite simply, it means they can't participate fully in the life of our community. They can't participate in jobs. They can't participate in schooling and education and social. We've learned that throughout the pandemic. And so it's actually an issue of equity, of inclusion, of being able to fully participate in the life of your community, much more than it is an issue of technology, but that's the tool we need to fix so that people can participate. So I really appreciate all of your work, Adam and Pam, so much. Colin has been in the trenches on this one for a long time, as has Gord, my fellow colleague, and Angelo has really picked this up and run with it in his time as a council member. We were talking about this just this week, and more opportunities needed, and more, obviously there's more gaps as well. So we will ensure that we get to that. And of course, my colleague Mike Cluett as well on the call has raised this at all tables that he sits at. So it worked. Our collective voices worked, which is awesome. And more to come. But this is really going to help our residents participate in the life of our community. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Your Worship. It's absolutely true. We are partnering not just between towns and regions, but certainly publicly partner publicly to privately various levels of government. We are working together, and it's great to see. I saw that the Councillor Clewett, you switched on, and I think I could be wrong, but I think maybe Henderson Road's in your ward. So I'm going to let you say a few words if you have a few for us.
Thank you very much, Adam. Thanks to everybody on the call. Thanks to Bell. This is a very good news story, a great news story. As the mayor mentioned, it's not only just the rural areas that have some difficulty with fast internet access. It's also some parts of the urban area. South of Britannia Road, there's a lot of individuals who are suffering there. So it's an all over issue. We believe that it's been vitally important for us to get this moving, and so glad that the first steps are now being taken to provide great service, internet service for all people in throughout the region. So again, congratulations. Thank you very much. It's a great partnership that we've got going with all levels of government and the private sector. So thank you very much for this announcement. I was just up here with our friends up in Halton Hills, Councillor Somerville, Councillor Fogle, dropping off some toys at a local Salvation Army. So I know that they're probably bouncing up and down on this call as well to see that it's headed in the right direction. So thanks very much for everything.
Thank you, Councillor Clewett. Good to see you. And I know that you're always out and about helping people in our community. In flipping through here, I haven't seen Councillor Somerville's face, but I do see Councillor Bentivenha. If you'd like to chime in, we've had a couple of calls on this, and I'd certainly like to give you the floor if you've got some Burlington, focused messaging for us.
Thank you very much. Again, just to reiterate what my colleagues have said, this is a great announcement. A lot of work by a lot of people, certainly my colleagues at the region, my colleagues at the City of Burlington, and actually staff at the Halton region as well, who have done a phenomenal job in staying on top of this. I do want to make a special thank you. I've been around for 2 years as a councillor, so I'm a newbie compared to Mayor Krantz and Mayor Mead Ward and Colin Best and Mike Clewett and everybody else. I want to say thank you to the rural people of Burlington. Margaret Doma is on this line, and I know she and this group of rural residents have been like pit bulls, and I thank them for working so hard for many, many years. And this announcement is just what is needed for every reason we could think of, everything from mental health to business to the children, the schooling. So I thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it. And I want to thank everybody's for all the pieces of their input to get this to happen. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Councillor Bentivenha. I'm also new, and like you, I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge all the hard work that came before our mutual elections in 2018 and 2019. So the road was paved, and we just had to drive quickly along it. So thank you for paving the road. Thank you for guiding us along the way. Thank you for Bell for putting a great application together. I just like to reiterate, this is just the beginning. This is the first in a series of announcements that we'll be making over the coming weeks and months. I was basically asked, would you like to make one announcement? I said, no, I want to make announcements as quickly as possible. I want to approve these projects. I want to sign off of them, and I want to get shovels in the ground, wires to homes and people hooked up so they can continue to work, live, and be at home and learn at home. I think, work at home and live at home, work at home and learn at home are really the two biggest reasons. Telehealth is another one, as you mentioned, Councillor Bentivenha, but, there are no reasons why we can't do this. This is a technological problem that we can solve. This is an engineering problem that we can solve, and we will. And we are there for you, and we're going to continue to be there for you. So I know that not every single resident of rural Milton is connected as a result of this announcement, but please rest assured that this rapid response stream is the solution for the vast, vast majority of our constituents. And the UBF Core Fund is the one that's going to make sure that absolutely everybody is connected. And it's my ambition and one of my core ambitions to ensure that that happens as quickly as possible. So let's celebrate for our neighbors who will get access in the coming weeks and months. I should say months. And, you know, the rapid response stream is all about between now and November is when the work will get done. So I know that there's a couple of members of the media present. If there are any questions from anybody else, then I'll ask the media to go first. And if there's any questions from others who are present, then...
Adam, Gord Kranz here. Can I be so bold to jump in for just a moment?
Absolutely.
One of the things I know that Scott McCannon from Milton Chamber of Commerce was on, I'm not sure if he's still there, because as you're well aware, he's been a partner in a lot of this here. And I just wonder at the appropriate time we might hear from him as to how important it is with chambers, not only here in Milton, but across the whole region. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Your Worship. I saw Scott pop on, but then I didn't see him pop off. So, Scott, if you're on, maybe just unmute.
Scott just has to leave a little bit early, so he's not on right now, but he just logged off only a few minutes ago.
Well, as I mentioned, in my speech, agriculture and farming is an increasingly high-tech business. These are businesses that require participation in the online global economy. A lot of the equipment these days is automated and requires access to high speed. So whether you're, you know, a mushroom farmer in the rural part of Milton, or you're running a salon on Main Street, you require access to high speed broadband, and it will become universally available with these two programs. So I know the members of the media here probably have a question or two for us. So I'd ask you just to unmute one at a time if we can manage.
Okay. I think I'm unmuted. So, hi Adam, how are you? I just had a question about, there was another project about MADGE networks coming to hooking up a rural area in Nassagawea. I was wondering about the status of that.
The MAGE Networks project that is, I think it's in Brookville, is primarily provincially funded, and it's a different program. It's also a different technology, but
yeah,
I would ask if there's an opportunity to discuss that with MPP Parm Gill. I think it's more under his purview. I've had a couple of good conversations with MAGE. They are, you know, another service provider that uses a slightly different technology. But I think it's primarily for that one neighborhood in Brookville.
All right.
I think it's sort of a pilot, in fact. I could be wrong, but it's sort of a pilot project for an interesting type of technology. Anyway, I'll leave it there because it's not really my jurisdiction or my business.
And we'll leave it there.
Thanks, Laura. Anyone else? I saw Cameron here from the radio. Okay, are there any questions from general public? I see Margaret and Chris are here. And you guys, I just want to acknowledge how hard you've been working on this. Your regular text messages and reminders of how pressing an issue this is are very welcome. And we can only do our work as politicians if you remind us what the most important issues are. So thank you for that.
Well, Adam, thanks a lot, first of all, for having us here. Thanks for all the work of everyone involved. And thanks, Simon, for being essentially the executor of all of this over the next few weeks. I just want to post from the public and from the residents the readiness to contribute with whatever we can as residents to make this happen as well, whether it's that we're at home and allow the work to be done or open communication. So I'd be happy to connect there further and just let us know what the residents need to do so that this whole chain of events can go very smoothly and we can move into all the phases that are still coming. Thanks.
And Adam, we're so thrilled for the communities you've mentioned, and we congratulate everyone involved, Bell, yourself, the politicians, the residents, absolutely, because we know the journey you've traveled living in North Halton, North Burlington. We feel like we're part of the GTA, but we aren't from an internet perspective, and this week actually has been really bad. So Adam, imagine the text messages you would have received if everything worked well. But we really look forward to the next set of announcements, and we're hopeful, fingers crossed, prayers to heaven, that we're going to be included in that announcement. So thank you for your work.
Thank you, Margaret. And thank you, Chris. And thank you for the pressure. Honestly, pressure helps. It's important that we hear from you. It's important that we recognize the degree of the problem, because I can only communicate that to Minister Monzef if I hear it directly from you. You know, I'm fortunate to live in the middle of Milton, so my internet's fine. And it's surprising for a lot of people that live in the urban parts of our town that there are people that live 15 minutes away that can't watch Netflix and can't participate in the online global economy. And if it's cloudy some days, then their internet doesn't work. And that's a problem that we can solve. That's an engineering problem that we have the solution for. We have the funds for it, and it's on the way. Just want to reiterate that this is the first of a number of announcements, and Margaret, fingers crossed indeed, that your community in North Burlington will be part of the next announcement. Councillor Tesser Dirksen let the cat out of the bag a little bit with one that I've seen recently, which is on my list. I didn't tell you, so you didn't know that it was, it might start with an N, but I think we're getting there bit by bit. I just want to thank Bell again for making this a reality, for putting together an application for the rapid response stream. Please thank your colleagues for us, Simon. Indeed, a partnership between the public world and the private world is essential in getting these innovations through and getting these services to people that really need them and deserve them. So I want to wish everybody a happy Easter or a happy long weekend or whatever you're celebrating this weekend. I hope it's enjoyable. I know that this news comes at a time of a lot of stress for people. News of another lockdown in Ontario yesterday is making it tough for people, people and businesses specifically. So I wish you all the best of health, safe and secure Easter. I reiterate the wishes of the Premier and the Prime Minister to celebrate at home with your loved ones and over Zoom like we are now. It's become, after a year now, it's become second nature to us to meet on our phones and our iPads and our computers. The vaccines are on their way, and in Halton we can now book. I booked my mom an appointment yesterday at OTMH. So if you know somebody who's over 65 who's not as computer literate, my mom sent me a text early in the morning saying, I think I need to download Zoom or Chrome or whatever to make my appointment. I said, just take a picture of your health card and send it to me and I'll do it. So please hook up your parents with a vaccine appointment. And if you're 65 plus yourself, then please get out there. And I did see a great picture of our mayor, Gordon Kranz, getting the jab in his arm. So I'm really, really happy to see that. And once again, happy Easter, everybody. Looking forward to seeing you sometime soon in person. Oh, we should do a photo, right, Hafsa?
Yes, exactly. So if everyone wants to come off camera, that would be great. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Sorry, just one moment. Perfect. Okay, great.
Thanks so much, everybody. Happy Easter. Have a great weekend. Bye.